I guess most people have seen wrestling as a sport, but maybe not judo. Can you maybe talk about some of the similarities and differences?
Some of the similarities and differences between wrestling and judo, they're a lot more similar than they are different. One similarity is that the one objective is to pin your opponent. The only thing is in judo, you have to have control, just back exposure, any back exposure for 25 seconds without your opponent getting off their back or locking your leg. Or in wrestling, you just have to, you know, pin your opponent's shoulders down the mat immediately, and then it's over. In judo, if you throw your opponent for, you know, with enough power, control, and speed, it's the end of the match, which is can be the same in Olympic-style wrestling. It's actually very similar to scoring, too. There's five-point moves in wrestling, which are kind of like wazaris in judo, which are half points, and there's three-point moves, which are like, you know, small scores in yuko, which is a yuko in judo. So they're a lot alike, just judo's got arm locks, chokes, and it's 1 5-minute round instead of, you know, up to 3 mini matches, which is Olympic style wrestling. So
yeah, I think
just a couple of similarities and differences.
Yeah, I think a lot of people have seen, they've covered the wrestling a little bit, but not really the judo, so I guess there's some misconceptions there. But I guess talk about your training leading up to the games and kind of the training routine you've been in. I guess your goal is kind of to peak at the games, is that right?
Right. It's the goal, you know, whether you do it or not, we'll see, but either way, like, if I have it that day, fantastic, you know, let's see how far I can go with it. If I don't have it that day, fine, you know, I've competed enough to where I haven't, you know, felt like the best or even close to my best, and still have done pretty well, so it's just, to me, really, it's mostly about, you know, day of tournament, like, your attitude and mindset, so if you have a good attitude, you're more than likely going to do better, but in terms of preparation leading up to the games, it's been a lot of endurance based and a lot of lifts to make my explosiveness better.
Sure.
So I'm looking for like short spurts, so like you know 1 to 3 reps for lifts of not such heavy weight, like that's gonna have so much trauma on my body, but a good amount to where I can feel. It's just like a judo match, you know, and I just keep going and going and going for 45 minutes, so it's like a judo match or two, like right back to back. And then for running, it's mostly just wind sprints, just for the same, you know, to try and replicate a judo match, the same feeling of a judo match.
Okay.
With the lifting, running, any practice, it's all to replicate a very hard, you know, up to 10 to 15 minute judo contest, so...
I guess you got to watch your diet. Your diet is important, also.
Absolutely, yeah. Like you don't want to get too heavy, and you don't want to also get too light, just because then, you know, you want to train them down to what you're probably going to fight, which is for me is like 75, 76 kilos. So
okay,
to like probably that 167. That's why I don't get too much heavier than that.